O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth. Christ the newborn reveals the mystery to the beloved disciple. Come, let us adore him. When Christ was born at Bethlehem, the heedless world slept on, and only simple shepherds heard that God's own word had come. But when the Savior comes again, with thunder or with fire, the cosmos will itself behold his splendor and his power. Then shall the pure of heart be blessed, as mild he comes to them, as when upon the Virgin's breast he lay at Bethlehem. He gently came to those with faith, but stronger now to save, for having felt the sting of death, and having burst the grave. Come dwell in us, O Lord, that we may know you as our friend. Come share with us beyond our pain the joy that cannot end. O Abba, hear this song of hope brought by your saving Son, that in your Spirit we may live and praise you ever one. Greatly to be honored is Blessed John, who during the Last Supper reclined on the breast of the Lord. The heavens proclaim the glory of God, and the firmament shows forth the work of God's hands. Day unto day takes up the story, and night unto night makes the message known. No speech, no word, no voice is heard, yet their span extends through all the earth, their words to the utmost bounds of the world. There God has placed a dwelling for the Son. It comes forth like a bridegroom coming from his tent, rejoices like a champion to run its course. At the end of the sky is the rising of the sun. To the furthest ends of the sky is its course. There is nothing concealed from its burning heat. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Greatly to be honored is Blessed John, who during the Last Supper reclined on the breast of the Lord.
A reading from the first letter of John. This is what we proclaim to you, what was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked upon, and our hands have touched. We speak of the Word of Life. The Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
This is the disciple who is bearing witness to these things, and we know that that his testimony is true. This is the disciple who is bearing witness to these things, and we know that his testimony is true. It is John who reclined upon the Lord's breast at table, and to him heavenly mysteries were revealed. And we know that his testimony is true. This is the disciple who is bearing witness to these things, and we know that his testimony is true. That disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord, Alleluia."
Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us. That freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear, and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child called Prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way, by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. That disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord. Alleluia."
Lord Jesus, Son of the Most High, Lord have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ Jesus, Son of Earth, blossoming with justice. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, Son of David, Shepherd and King. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ Jesus, Son of Mary, Virgin and Mother. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Holy One, source of all light and life,
You revealed the mysteries of your Word made flesh through the life and writings of John the Apostle. May we who celebrate his memory on this third day of Christmas practice each day the wisdom he taught. We cannot love the God we cannot see unless we love the neighbor we can see. We ask this and all things in the name of Jesus, our Emmanuel. Amen. May the Word made flesh, full of grace and truth, bless us and keep us. Amen. Let us bless the world with peace and give thanks to God.